In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. But if it seem evil to you to serve the Lord, you have your choice. Choose this day that which pleaseth you, whom you will rather serve, whether the gods which your fathers served in Mesopotamia, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Dear friends, today is the fourth Sunday after Pentecost. For more than 4 weeks now, Holy Mother Church has been making her annual pilgrimage through the impacts of the descent of the Holy Ghost upon the Blessed Virgin and the Holy Apostles on the formerly Jewish, now Catholic, Feast of Pentecost. After having established himself by right as the King of every man and of all nations through the victory of his cross over sin and death, and the glory of his resurrection with its promise of life everlasting. Having thus demonstrated the reality of his empire over all men on Good Friday and Easter Sunday, on that one and holy Pentecost, Christ the King unleashed the Holy Ghost upon St. Peter and the holy apostles, and in him that power which would enable them to begin the mission of establishing his kingship among and over the nations. Friends, this was and will always remain the purpose for which the Lord Jesus Christ, the King of the universe, established the Holy Roman and Apostolic Church upon St. Peter. This, too, is the end to which the power of the keys was and remains entrusted to St. Peter is to be wielded. The purpose of the Church is not to dialogue with and to accommodate itself to the rebellious counter-kingdoms of the false religions of men. No. The Catholic Church exists to proclaim the saving gospel of the King, to teach the life-sustaining doctrine of the King, and to call the erstwhile enemies of the King to a faithful, generous submission to that same King. Or as our Lord put it to Saint Margaret Mary Alacoque, I will reign through the merciful omnipotence of my Sacred Heart. And with that declaration, we begin this third installment of our mini-catechesis on the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of thy kingdom is a scepter of righteousness. Friends, few things are as contrary to the spirit of the age than is the devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. This is true because devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus has as its aim the subjugation of men and the nations of men through a joyful, happy, heart-engaged, animated, voluntary submission to Jesus Christ in both public and private life. The rite of the enthronement of the Sacred Heart of Jesus in private homes has within its view not only the transformation of the home and the family that dwells therein, but also that of the public square and civic life. And the 9 First Fridays devotions and the holy hours integral to this devotion aim to offer the reparations necessary to the reconquest of family and nation and world for Christ the King. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is just. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with a promise. Through these various practices, especially the enthronement of the Sacred Heart of Jesus in their homes and by their fathers especially, children are given the true foundation for the obedience to parents to which they are commanded, namely, their father's heartfelt, tender, yet full and complete submission to God the Father, in and through the Sacred Heart of Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son. By enthroning the Sacred Heart in their homes, fathers formally invite Christ to reign as King in their home and family, and model for their children a humble obedience to God that is bathed in a heartfelt charity. Through the enthronement of the Sacred Heart, fathers give pledge to the alignment of their public life with the manifest goals of the social kingship of Jesus Christ. And in doing so, fathers join themselves and their families to what Pope Leo XIII identifies as that worldwide and solemn testimony of allegiance and piety, which is especially appropriate to Jesus Christ, who is the head and supreme Lord of the race. through the enthronement of the Sacred Heart in the family home, a father bears witness to the fact that the empire of Jesus Christ extends not only over Catholic nations, but that it comprises also all who are deprived of the Christian faith, so that it may be rightly asserted that the whole human race is most truly under the power of Jesus Christ. Through the enthronement, a father binds himself and his family to Jesus Christ, recognizing that whatever honor, veneration, and love is given to this divine heart is really and truly given to Christ himself. And Jesus, coming, spoke to them, saying, "All power is given to me in heaven and in earth. Going therefore, teach ye all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you all days, even to the consummation of the world." My dear friends, in another century, it was revealed to St. Margaret Mary Alacoque that the Eternal Father wishes to establish his empire in the court of our great monarch, Louis XIV, through the adorable heart of his divine son. And what she affirmed concerning France, Pope Pius XI affirmed about the entire world in the encyclical Quas Primas. Given these things, whatever may be said in defense of the good intentions that some still suggest lay behind the recasting of the faith which has taken place over the past several decades and which has accelerated in more recent times, this much can be stated without any exaggeration concerning their effect on in the practical order. The recasting has rendered the enthronement of the Sacred Heart of Jesus Christ in Catholic homes meaningless. For the purpose of the enthronement of the Sacred Heart of Jesus in Catholic homes was to inculcate an ever-deepening and heartfelt obedience to Christ the King, and that in view of the hope that as the family is transformed by this effectively enriched submission to Christ the King, the family would transform the community and the community, the nation. But alas, the 7-decades-long recasting of the faith has effectively relegated this socially transformative devotion to the private sphere. This recasting of the faith has robbed the practice of the enthronement of the Sacred Heart of Jesus Christ of its power to transform the world. But if it seem evil to you to serve the Lord, you have your choice. Choose this day that which pleaseth you, whom you would rather serve, whether the gods which your fathers served in Mesopotamia or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you now dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. My dear friends, today is the 4th Sunday after Pentecost, and on this particular holy day, our gentle mother calls us to acknowledge with St. Paul that the sufferings of this time are not worthy to be compared with the glory to come. That those who suffer well for Christ the King in the here and now will be rewarded with eternal joys filled with the power to erase even the memory of such sorrows. So as you come to receive upon your tongue and in your person the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ, I implore you to beseech God the Father to grant you the grace to enthrone the Sacred Heart of Jesus in your heart and in your home, the grace to pursue the enthronement of the Sacred Heart in your community and in our nation, and the grace to suffer well so that the empire of Jesus Christ and his Sacred Heart may be extended to the ends of the earth, saying, O God, who in the heart of thy Son, wounded by our sins, dost mercifully vouchsafe to bestow upon us the boundless treasures of thy love, grant, we beseech thee, that we who now render him the service of our devotion and piety may also fulfill our duty of worthy satisfaction. Grant us, we beseech thee, O Lord, that the world may be regulated in its course by thy governance for our peace, and that thy church may with tranquil devotion rejoice. Through Jesus Christ, thy Son, who with thee in the unity of the Holy Ghost liveth and reigneth, God, world without end. Amen. Saint Margaret Mary Alacoque. pray for us. Immaculate Heart of Mary, pray for us. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.